Let's take a moment now to read from your letters. Our story yesterday about a federal appeals court judge got many of you writing.
Judge Alex Kaczynski was presiding over an obscenity trial when the LA Times revealed he had posted sexually explicit images on a personal website.
Jim Churchill of Ojai, California writes, "Buried in the LA Times story about Judge Kaczynski is the statement, 'Only those who knew to type in the name of a subdirectory could see the content on that site.'"
He continues, "Doesn't this imply that the content on the judge's website was not in fact viewable by the public? To me, this is cheap and destructive sensationalism dressed up as investigative reporting. As far as I know, it's legal for people, even judges, to have erotic or vulgar images on their computers." And today we have an update on that story. Judge Kaczynski has declared a mistrial in the obscenity case he was hearing and has asked that another judge be assigned.
Yesterday I spoke with Roberto Suro, a former president of the Pew Hispanic Center, about the challenges both presidential candidates face courting Latino voters. That interview prompted several of you to write, like Jerry Yeager of Louisville, Kentucky.
Your segment today distinctly gives the impression that Senator Obama really needs to work hard to make headway with Latino voters, writes Mr. Yeager. Yet the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows Obama leading McCain among Hispanics 62-28%.
Alan Olson of Carnegie, Pennsylvania, cited the same poll and added, "You seem to suggest that Obama has a serious problem with Hispanic voters, presumably because Hillary Clinton did so well among Hispanics." He continues, "That is akin to saying that Obama has a serious problem in California because California voters picked Hillary."
We want to know what you think about our program. You can email us by going to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.